With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A veteran politician from Florida has passed away.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator and two-term Florida Governor Bob Graham has died. Graham gained national prominence as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of 9/11. Graham also became an early critic of the Iraq War. The three-term senator made an unsuccessful bid for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination because of heart surgery. Bob Graham was 87 years old. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's launching a diplomatic offensive against Iran as it considers a military response to Iran's missile and drone attack over the weekend.
This morning, Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has said he is now leading a political war against Iran. He has written to dozens of countries, urging them to sanction Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And also, we have heard from the military officials as well. Yesterday, the Israeli chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, visited the Nevatim air base, which was struck by several Iranian missiles. Israel says it has suffered limited damage. But he took that occasion to say that Israel will respond.
House impeachment managers walked two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas across the Capitol to the Senate, forcing senators to convene a trial. In February, Mayorkas became the first cabinet official to be impeached over his lax handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Iowa enacts a law making illegal immigration a state crime. The bill, signed into law by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, allows state officers to arrest illegals who previously faced deportation. She said the Biden administration's failed to address drug trafficking and human smuggling at the border. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
The celebrated pastor, author, and pioneering Christian radio figure is 89 years old, and he's decided it's time to give up his position as leader of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. However, the church says Swindoll will remain on staff and will preach as often as he wishes to. The church's new senior pastor will be Jonathan Murphy, who chairs the Department of Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrat-controlled Maine legislature approves a bill that would protect abortion doctors and those who perform sex change operations from legal action brought in other states. So far, more than a dozen liberal states have passed laws to shield abortion providers and those who seek to have kids live as the opposite sex. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with a doctor's approval. This is SRN News. The Olympic torch is lit at a traditional ceremony in southern Greece. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
From the ancient stadium in Olympia, a relay of torchbearers will carry the flame over 3,000 miles until the handover to the Paris Game organizers in Athens on April 26. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach praises the successful flame lighting ceremony and says the games are good for the world.
The Olympic Games, you know, they're the only event which really bring the entire world together at one place.
I'm Charles Deledesma.
Google's facing protest from its pro-Hamas employees over its contract to provide cloud services to Israel. A group of employees began a sit-in in the workspace of Google Cloud CEO at the company's San Francisco area offices Tuesday morning. They did the same thing in New York City. More details at SRNnews.com.